السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and those listening over receivers, once again we have gathered for this majlis of zikr at a time when the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam around the globe is going through very, very difficult and trying times. It is not only in Palestine, in many, many parts of the world it is the same condition. The ummah is finding itself at its weakest. There is nobody to listen to the faryad or the pleas of the ummah. Neither is the Muslim prepared to listen, nor is any superpower of the world prepared to listen. The only one that will listen is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And those people who are making the effort, those people who are fighting for the liberation of Palestine, their love for Masjid al-Aqsa is very, very apparent and clear in their determination to give even their lives. These type of things have happened in the past and they will continue to happen in future. For the sake of the defense of Islam and the Muslim Ummah, some people will be made shaheed, some people will be made martyrs. If in the presence of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, in the battle of Uhud, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is present, nobody's du'as could have been more powerful than the du'as of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But yet 70 sahaba become shaheed and martyred, amongst whom was the beloved uncle of Rasul e Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Sayyidina Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala. And those who have been to the mazar of Sayyidina Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala, they know there also lies Hazrat Abdullah bin Jahsh radiyallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Musab bin Umair radiyallahu ta'ala. And according to some reports, it's both of them, and according to some report, it was Musab bin Umair radiyallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned Hazrat Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala also, quoting authentic ahadith, that their condition was such that the kafan that they were being given at that time, if they had to cover the face, then the leg gets open. And if they cover the leg, then the face gets open. In other words, not even sufficient sheets to cover. And the condition of the body, we all have heard many, many times. Hamza radiallahu ta'ala was nose cut, ears cut, chest was sliced open, heart removed, liver removed. That was the outward condition. But in the eye of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he was Sayyidu Shuhada. Besides him, of course, the many, many others that became shaheed in other battles and in the battle of Uhud. So this is something that has happened and will happen. They are given very, very high stages through these type of shahadat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala elevates them. Ghazwa Muta we have heard of. in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whilst dispatching the army under Hazrat Zayd bin Harisa radiallahu ta'ala, then he said, if he becomes shaheed, then Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala, he must be given the standard and the flag. And he will be, in other words, the commander-in-chief of the army. And if he becomes shaheed, then Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala. And if he becomes shaheed, then whosoever the people amongst them will appoint. Just these statements of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam were sufficient for even a Jewish person to say that definitely, most certainly, these three people will become shaheed. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saying that if so and so becomes shaheed, then so and so. If he becomes shaheed, then so and so. And if he becomes shaheed, then so and so. So this statement of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is a prophecy that they will become shaheed. So shahadat is something that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for. دَوَدِتْتُ أَنْ أُقْتَلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أُحْيَا ثُمَّ أُقْتَلْ ثُمَّ أُحْيَا ثُمَّ أُقْتَلْ. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had declared in the Quran Sharif, وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Allah ta'ala will protect you from the people. If Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had become shaheed, then we can just imagine what would have happened. The Quran Sharif says Allah ta'ala will protect, then we would have said the Quran Sharif has become wrong. So there is a different thing. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself was given also poison. Now, I'm not going, I don't know why my mind went in that direction, but yet, that we all know what is the condition at present of the Ummat. So it's not just for passing some kind of comment. Our problem is that it is for just discussion, just some kind of passing time, some kind of commentary that we give. What more do we do? If a person can take some active part in by helping them, assisting them financially or otherwise, then we can understand. Or by protesting in the manner that is acceptable according to Sharia. But those of us who are not going to really be doing anything there, so then at least we should engage ourselves in a lot of dua for those people. Don't look at their weakness and shortcomings and their outward condition. Many a times we don't know what is the heart, what is the condition of the heart of the person. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala only knows. And through shahadat, everything is forgiven. We must look at our weaknesses and shortcomings and think that because we as in the part of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are engaging in what kind of sins. So the azab and the punishment, sometimes the community suffers. If in our country, in our around area, anywhere anything happens, that we must not look at people far away or blame people. We must blame ourselves. But indeed, it is very, very sad if you have to look at whether it is Saudi Arabia or any other part of the world now. It is only Allah Ta'ala's being Ghafoorur Rahim and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being Rahmatul Lil Alameen that the Ummah is saved from complete annihilation. Just last week in Jeddah, and I mentioned this morning also in the Tarbiyah lesson, just last week in Jeddah they raided the coffee shops. And what did they find? Because they were getting a lot of information of the happenings in these coffee shops. And what they discovered was number of young boys and girls. Many of them were truanting from school. We would think that we are talking about South Africa or some other country, Western country. And in these coffee shops, there were huge screens, as they have in Western countries, where porn films, filthy films were being shown. Of course, they raided and whatever will happen, will happen. The point is that the himmat and the courage of these people right there, these were not Westerners that were engaging in this type of sins. The same thing happened in Riyadh. The same thing happened in some other cities. And look at the number of arrests that are now being made, of brothels that are operating, gambling, drinking, fornication and adultery has become a common thing. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is just holding back His azab because of the sacredness of those places. And the du'as of the people, Haram Sharif, Haramain Sharifain, is frequented by millions of pious, righteous Allah walas. But look at this condition. 1 million plus tablets, drugs, truckload, heading for Makkah Sharif, not heading for some other city of the world. The arrest was of this whole truck loaded with drugs, loaded from Jordan, coming into Makkah, past the borders and going to Makkah Sharif. Now the question I ask you, that who was going to take these drugs in Makkah Sharif? The Kuffar, the Mushrikeen, the Yahud, the Nasara, who was going to take these drugs? And this is what we learned from the arrest of these people. What about the others that went through? Can we imagine what is happening? And show me one hotel in Makkah Sharif or Madinah Sharif where they are not watching filthy videos or films on the television screen. Look at the newspapers. We have to go through it sometime to catch up with what's happening in the world. But immediately we have to tear up pages and pages. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make our hefazat and their hefazat. So what I am getting across to you is that it is a universal problem. Just as they are caught up, we are caught up in worse kinds of crimes and sins. We all know what we are heading for now. Then go and see our Muslim youth, our Muslim women, our Muslim adults, Muslim children, Muslim infants. So much so that I saw a few babies also dressed in bafana jackets. Babies. Clothes design. I'm not talking about kuffar babies, I'm talking about Muslim babies. What effect will that have on the hearts? But as Muslims, we don't lose hope. That is one thing that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ihsan and fazal and upon the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is unreal and unlimited ihsan of Allah Ta'ala. Just few days ago, three or four days ago, sitting at Jeddah airport. There were some people of Jeddah, they wanted to have some nasihats. And one of the things that I mentioned there, because a person said that I work for the Nokia company. I asked him, what you do? He said, work for the Nokia company. I said, what does the Nokia company do? They all talk about connection. This I've mentioned many times here too. Everybody is talking about connection, get connected. But their connection which they give to somebody or the other in the world, then sometimes they say that the card is invalid. Sometimes they say that you didn't pay your bill. Sometimes they say that there is no signal. Many, many other reasons they give you why your line could not be connected. Or why you were disconnected. Sometimes you are connected, sometimes you are disconnected. So the only line that is never disconnected is the line with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. 24 hours of the day, any part of the day or night, the person will never get a response from Allah Ta'ala that there is no connection or there is no signal. So whilst discussing most of those things which I always mention here also, but one new thing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala put into my mind on that occasion. I said, look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ihsan, that many a times we are told that your card is rejected. Your card is rejected. It's not valid, it's rejected. So because it is rejected, so now there's no connection. Rejected card. Because of our evil actions and our evil deeds and our negligence of our salat and our zakat and our fast and our hajj and our non-fulfillment of the rights of people and our swearing and our cursing and our stealing and our fornication and our adultery and all kinds of sins that we engage in, our cards become rejected. Completely rejected. Finished. Thrown out. Cards for this connection is rejected. However, the person, the moment he puts this card into the machine of istighfar and tawbah, that card becomes revalidated. Immediately. Like how you have some machines, they'll take your card, put it inside again and say, right now your card is valid. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us this whole machine of tawbah. Put our rejected cards inside there. Sincere tawbah, deep-hearted. Oh Allah, I'm ashamed of the sins that I have committed in my life. In my life, I want to return to you. I will fulfill all the obligations. I will return to whomsoever whatever is due. I will pay back inheritance if I have digested somebody's property, I will return. And also if I have hurt and caused injury and pain to anybody, I will ask for maaf. I will start making the qaza, sincere tawbah. Then that is as if that person's card got revalidated. That invalid card became validated. Look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's system. And then again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then doesn't send us a bill for that. He doesn't send us a bill that now that we revalidated your card, so therefore now you owe us so much of money. These companies, they will ask us to pay. So you owe us now so much. And the more we are talking, the more the time limit that we had is reduced. If a person had 10 hours time, so he spoke for 1 hour, he's left with 9 hours. If the person's card was valid for 3 hours, he spoke for 2 hours, he's left with 1 hour. The more the person speaks, the less the value. Less is the value. And here the more the person speaks to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the more he talks to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the more he connects with Allah ta'ala, the more he begs and pleads to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the more that card's value increases. In this world also the increase is there in the form of Allah ta'ala's ni'mats, great, great bounties. And then in power, and then that same connection that he built up, where he used that more and more, then in Jannat, Allah Ta'ala will say, now take everything that is here. It was on that same connection that you had whilst you were in the world. Ah, what a beautiful Allah we have. How compassionate, how kind, how loving, how generous, how caring, how merciful, how forgiving. Where are we wasting our lives? Make use of the ni'mats that in disobedience of Allah Ta'ala we are the losers. And up till when do we have to continue with this effort? And it's not something strenuous, not something that exhausts a person. For nothing we have that kind of understanding that that is Islam. Simple, simple, practical things to do. And anything that we are asked to stay away from, then it is for our benefit and we don't have to do anything to stay away from. Don't commit adultery. Not you have to do anything. Don't commit. Don't steal. Don't gamble. Don't drink. So what is difficult? And what will be the result? Sukoon in the heart. Peace of mind. Contentment. Otherwise it's restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems, and especially if the person is arrested or caught. Now these people who are enjoying themselves in those coffee houses, Now after the arrest, where will that enjoyment go? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, protect me, protect you and the ummah at large. Those who became shaheed, Allah ta'ala must give them jannatul firdaus. And those who are making an effort and sacrificing their life, or they're sacrificing their time, their wealth, Allah ta'ala must keep them within the parameters of Sharia, and Allah ta'ala must increase their rewards and ajr. It is just a natural thing that when you return from Madina Sharif, for a few days or for a few weeks, or just depending on your ishq and muhabbat of a person, sometimes he just doesn't get changed. That love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the love of Madina Sharif, the love of Baytullah Sharif, the love of Tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, it increases instead of decreasing. The more the time elapses, the more the increase in the desire to be there again. Even on this occasion, in one of the programs there, I recited the poetry of Hazrat Shah Badr Alam Rahmatullah Ali, some part of it. Azizo ko mujhe ek raaz ki hai ab khabar karna. Azizo ko mujhe ek raaz ki hai ab khabar karna. Agar mehfooz rehna ho to tawba mein guzar karna. Jahan ab phansne wala hai fitan mein deen o imaan ke, bahut mushkil hai momin ko kahin bahar guzar karna. It will become very difficult for a person once the fitnas of Dajjal will start. Already the Dajjali fitnas seem to have started, that the real Dajjal, when he will come, he will not be able to enter Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Tayyiba. But still, with all the problems that the Ummah is facing, it is much, much, much easier to protect one's deen if his person is interested. If he wants to be protected and saved, then there is nothing better than Madina Tayyiba, Makkah Mukarramah, if a person is really interested and keen. But of course, if a person is not interested, then he can be right in the front of the Kaaba Sharif and he will be cutting and slicing somebody's pocket. Right there, the Hajre Aswad and the Multazam. That bichara got his hands up there and is making dua. And when he comes out from there, he finds his back pocket gone with the purse, wallet and everything else. So the shayateen will work everywhere. They'll operate everywhere. Gangs and gangs of people are coming into Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif for no other purpose but to steal. But those people who want to protect their iman, safeguard their iman, make life pleasant, then if the opportunity is there, we don't say every person must pack up the bag and go away there. The madaris, the masajid, the khanqahs, the business houses and everything have to carry on. But those who have the opportunity, Allah Ta'ala has blessed them with sufficiency. So then, if they are already in their 50s, 60s, and they've got plentiful, then why go on now planning for the next 100 years for children, great children, for grandchildren and great grandchildren and great 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 grandchildren? That's the kind of planning some people, that we can't give up what we are doing because of what about our great great grandchildren? So for them, we will say, pack up and go there. You've got sufficient income. Make Allah Allah there. Unless the person is engaged in the khidmat of deen, he's doing da'wah, he's inviting towards Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then like the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu ajma'in, who went throughout the world, they went as business people, many of them. wherever they went, what did they do? Did they go there and just entertainment, fun, pleasure, football, cricket, soccer? Was that their lifestyle? Videos, movies, television, gossip, pastime. There is place for entertainment, place for enjoyment, place for laughter, place for everything in Islam. But we must be a little serious also that we are created for a purpose. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all hidayat. Saba mast ho kar phir aane lagi payame muhabbat sunane lagi saba mast ho kar phir aane lagi payame muhabbat sunane lagi tasavvur mein kisko ye laane lagi tasavvur mein kisko ye laane lagi mere dil pe bijli girane lagi saba mast ho kar phir aane lagi payame muhabbat sunane lagi. Ah, the beautiful morning breeze, fragrant, coming from Madina Sharif. He says, mast ho, as if even the breeze is full of ecstasy and joy and excitement. Payame muhabbat sunane lagi. In the message of love. Tasawwur mein kisko ye lane lagi. And because it's coming from Madina Sharif, then what does it bring to mind? If somebody says that this person came from Madina Sharif, immediately we think of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So even the breeze that is coming from Madina Sharif, it seems as if it is bringing that fragrance of Madina Sharif. Bringing that remembrance of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tasawur mein kisko ye lane lagi. Mere dil pe bijli girane lagi. It is as if lightning is striking my heart. Because my mind is then in Madina Sharif. Person immediately imagines that he is standing at the Rauza Mubarak of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with great love and excitement and ihtiram and adab and respect and dignity, with lowered voice, just a few meters from the greatest after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he is standing and saying, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya rahmatan lil'alameen. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya shafi' al-muslim. Tasawur mein ye kisko lane lagi. Tasawur mein kisko ye lane lagi. Mere dil pe bijli girane lagi. As if the lightning is striking my heart. Saba mast ho kar phir aane lagi. Payame muhabbat sunane lagi. Tasawur mein kisko ye lane lagi. Mere dil pe bijli girane lagi. Madine ki phir yaad aane lagi. Madine ki phir yaad aane lagi, junoon-e-muhabbat badhane lagi. Madine ki phir yaad aane lagi, junoon-e-muhabbat badhane lagi. Where are we giving our hearts to faces, giving our hearts to wealth, property, gold, silver. It is not haram, it is not forbidden. Person can become the richest in the world. But we will leave behind everything. The things that will go with us is the love of Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the obedience to Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whether it is in our wealth, in our home, in our life, in our nikahs, in our walimas, in our engagements, and in our trade, in our commerce, in our politics. Obedience to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that will take us. Junoon-e muhabbat badhane lagi. Person becomes majnoon in the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Those are the fans on to this. Junoon-e muhabbat badhane lagi. Wo aat aat aansu rulane lagi ke phir aag dil mein lagane lagi. Wo aat aat aansu rulane lagi ke phir aag dil mein lagane lagi. On the one side, the person is tearing in the love of Madina Sharif. On the other side, that fire of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That is reignited. The flames are engulfing the heart. It's tears of ecstasy, of joy, of happiness, and sometimes of sorrow and grief. Sabha mast ho kar phir aane lagi payame muhabbat sunane lagi tasavvur mein kisko ye laane lagi mere dil pe bijli girane lagi madine ki phir ya آنے لگی جنون محبت بڑھانے لگی کچھ اس طرح نغمے سنانے لگی کچھ اس طرح نغمے سنانے لگی مجھے مرغ بسمل بنانے لگی کچھ اس طرح نغمے سنانے لگی مجھے مرغ بسمل بنانے لگی. Now you have the hen or the chicken under the knife and you say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar and slaughter. Now the blood gushes out. He says, I become like that when the tasawwur of Madina Sharif comes into my heart. Mere dil ki kalyaan khilane lagi ke fasle bahara pirane lagi saba mast ho kar phir aane lagi payame muhabbat sunane lagi sharabe tasawwur pilane lagi sharabe tasawwur pilane lagi mujhe mastobe khud banane lagi saba mast ho kar phir aane lagi payame muhabbat sunane lagi. Inshallah, some other time I will explain this very, very beautiful Naat Sharif of Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was a great ashiq of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam and a great waliullah. Where can we understand the kayfiyat of their hearts when they were reciting and composing this poetry. We don't have those hearts, so we can't understand. Our hearts are given to perishable things and beloveds who are illicit, who bring nothing but restlessness in the hearts, worries, problems, anxieties, and azab of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Let us learn to give our hearts to Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then we will still enjoy our homes and our cars and our wealth and our property and our children. Then there will be true enjoyment because the person will have sukoon in his heart. Na jaane mujhe kya dikhane lagi bahare quba yaad aane lagi. Masjid Quba. Meri tishnagi phir badhane lagi. Meri tishnagi phir badhane lagi. Mujhe yaad zam zam ki aane lagi. Ye kis waaste mein tadapne laga, sada kya ye kaano mein aane lagi. Saba mast hokar phir aane lagi, پیامِ محبت سنانے لگی. پڑھوں کیوں نہ دل سے درود و سلام, پڑھوں نہ کیوں نہ دل سے درود و سلام. مجھے لذتِ دید آنے لگی. صبح مست ہو کر پھر آنے لگی, پیامِ محبت بڑھانے لگی. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless each and every one of us with repeated ziyarat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those who cannot make it for whatever reason, then they should not be disappointed and feel down and out. Allah Ta'ala has given us the durood and salam. Read durood sharif. The angels of Allah Ta'ala convey to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with our names. And also the person who is making amal on the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he can be in South Africa, Japan, China or any part of the world, then he is in Madina Sharif. But if the person is in Madina Sharif and is glued to the television programs there, he is neglecting his salat there, he is not following the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's sunnats and teachings, then he is there physically, but he is not there spiritually. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must take us both physically and spiritually there. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں. مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت, خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں. ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا, تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں. اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر, ورد زبان اے میرے الہ. لا إله إلا الله, لا إله إلا الله, لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے اللہ 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 اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ او اللہ آئی نو آئی ایم فل آف سنز اینڈ فل آف ویکنس اینڈ فل آف شارٹ کمنگز اینڈ فل آف ایولز وی مسٹ کنسیڈر اور سیلف دا ورسٹ آن دا سرفیس آف دا ارتھ But then we plead to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and we say, Oh Allah, although I acknowledge that I am the most sinful one, par kahan jaye tera banda? Where does your slave go, my Allah? Which other door is there that this slave of yours can tap? Which other home is there in which he can beg? Tere dar par tera banda, ummi de karam aaya. We have come to your door. The slave has come to your door. Ba'ummi de karam, with great hope, for you are the most merciful of those who show mercy. Agarche pur khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا، اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین یا ارحم الراحمین یا ارحم الراحمین یا ارحم الراحمین یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام مائی بلاوڈ اللہ مائی رحیم اللہ کریم اللہ موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ موسٹ کمپیشنیٹ موسٹ لونگ موسٹ کائنڈ موسٹ ٹالرنٹ موسٹ بینیفیسنٹ موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ Which ni'mat and bounty of yours can we make shukr of? My beloved Allah, this very tawfiq of making shukr, we need another shukr for it. Ey Rabbe Kareem, it is only your kindness, your favor, your ihsan, that you saved us this part of the night from the other evils. My beloved Allah, we seek protection in you from all evils at all times in our life. Rabb Kareem, we acknowledge that indeed we are the most sinful servants of yours on the surface of the earth. We are deserving of the worst of all punishment. If the earth has to open up and swallow us up, if the gale force winds have to destroy us. My beloved Allah, if the tsunamis have to swallow us up. We know we are deserving of the worst of all punishment. But my beloved Allah, your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that something that is most beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu anna ya kareem. Rabbe kareem, you are kareem. Kareem gives even to those who are not deserving. We know we are not deserving of your bounties, your ni'mats. But my beloved Allah, you are Rahim, you are Kareem. We are turning towards you. Agar che pur khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda wa ummeede karam aaya. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, we are living in a time of fitnas. Fitnas have engulfed us. More and more fitnas are pouring, my beloved Allah. How are we going to save ourselves? Hey Rabbe Kareem, whichever direction we look, it's nothing but fitnas. With the coming of the World Cup, my beloved Allah, these fitnas will multiply, multiply. Ey Rabbe Kareem, Tere Siva Hamara Koi Sahara Nahi, Tere Siva Koi Hamara Nahi. There is no one to protect us, my beloved Allah, besides you. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts, put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Give us the realization that death can come suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. Don't let the angel of death find us, my beloved Allah, in any kind of haram action. Any kind of haram entertainment, any kind of action that is displeasing to you or your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, protect us from all the fitnas that are flashing at us like stones. We are living in a very, very vicious environment, my Allah. Our children are growing up in a very vicious environment. Schools are full of fitnas. Colleges full of fitnas, bazaars and marketplaces, homes are full of fitnas. Parents are engulfed and caught up in fitnas of the worst kind, many, many of them, O Allah. How will the children get the right tarbiyah? Hey Rabbi Kareem, we are pleading and begging. You are the one in whose hands our hearts are. You can change the heart in any direction you wish. Hidayat is in your hands, my beloved Allah. We can only beg for hidayat. Ey Rabbe Kareem, we are begging for hidayat for ourselves, for our wives, our children, our parents, and the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, give us happiness, contentment, satisfaction, enjoyment and pleasure in undertaking good deeds and good actions, helping the poor, the needy, the destitute, caring for the orphans, the widows, supplying, my beloved Allah, blankets in this cold weather to those people who cannot find anything. Ah, by Allah, sometimes in snow and rain and wind and cold, my beloved Allah, give us happiness in good deeds and good actions. Give us happiness and enjoyment in placing our forehead in sajda before you. My beloved Allah, give us happiness and enjoyment in raising our hands before you and begging of you. Give us happiness and enjoyment in durood and salam upon my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us happiness in tilawat of the Quran Sharif in zikrullah. give us happiness in the fulfillment of the rights of our parents, our children, our wives, our family members. My beloved Allah, fill our hearts with happiness which is true and real happiness. Distance us from nafs and shaitan, obedience of whom brings nothing but destruction, destruction, destruction. Brings nothing but restlessness, restlessness, restlessness. A day is going to come when we are going to depart from this world. Nobody will remain here forever and ever. The Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam left this world. Sayyidul Mursaleen sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My beloved Allah parted from the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. Sahaba-i-Kiram, Tabi'in, Taba-Tabi'in. Whoever comes into this world has to go someday. My beloved Allah, Phool murja gaye, Chandni dal gayi, Apna anjaam bhi keh gayi har kali. Phool murja gaye, Chandni dal gayi, Apna anjaam bhi keh gayi har kali. Oh my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you after this majlis of zikr. You dearly love, my beloved Allah, those who turn towards you. We have extended our begging bowls before you. Open up the doors of maghfirat for us, for our families and for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us, for our wives, our children, our parents, and the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, open the floodgates of mercy for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was full of mercy. He was rahmatul lil alameen. How he loved his ummah. How much of sacrifices he made for this ummah. Stones tied on his belly. Stoned in Taif, stoned in Uhud. It is in sajda, intestines of animals placed on his back, ostracized and boycotted for 3 solid years. Time comes when leaves of trees have to be chewed for survival. Ay Rabbi Kareem, those who stoned him also, he prayed for them. Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. By Allah, give them hidayat. Give my people hidayat, for they do not know. Rabbi Kareem, open the floodgates of rahmat for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Put your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts and the hearts of the ummah. Ya Allah, throughout the Muslim world also, protect them from all the different fitnas. Ay Rabbi Kareem, those who are making every effort for the liberation of Palestine. Ay Rabbi Kareem, those who are making jihad for the liberation of Palestine. Those who have given their lives for the liberation of Palestine. Ya Allah, it's Masjid-e-Aqsa. From where the Miraj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place. It is a holy haram, my beloved Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prayed in the direction of Jerusalem for 16 months after his arrival in Madina Sharif. Ay Rabbi Kareem, Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma, Masjid Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Those who have become martyred, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Ay Rabbi Kareem, give the zalim Yahudis hidayat. Bless them with hidayat. If they have made up their minds, they will not accept Islam and they will continue with the suppression, oppression and tyranny and occupation. Then my beloved Allah, use your army, use your force, use your elements. And destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Thamud. Send the gale force winds against them. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Wherever the enemies of Islam have made up their minds and they become obstinate, Ay Rabbi Kareem, give them a taste of your qudrat, of your power, of your might. Rabbi Kareem, we know it's our weakness, our actions, our a'mal that is delaying your nusrat and your rahmat and your madad. Ay Rabbi Kareem, give us a complete change in our lives, and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, bless them with a complete change in their lives. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa, whether they're in hospitals, clinics, homes, or amongst us. We are physically ill, we are spiritually sick, my beloved Allah. We have become tired of sins ourselves. Nafs and shaitan are not allowing us, my beloved Allah, to take off the ground. Your qudrat, your power of jazm, my Allah, we ask you to take us towards you. Ay Rabbi Kareem, remove the obstacles, difficulties from the path of the Muslim Ummah. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulties. So many people, my beloved Allah, have been retrenched, they have lost their jobs. Bless them with halal employment, my beloved Allah. Provide from your unlimited treasures. Cause us all to return to you, my Allah, with afiyat, with salamat. Hum sabko sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat wali zindagi. Give us a life of respect and honor, my Allah. Save us from disgrace, from humiliation, from embarrassment and from shame. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Our children, make them the coolness of our eyes. Make them sadqa jariya for us. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Ay Rabbi Kareem, ek din marna hai aakhir maut. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs in the mouth, watching some filth on the porn sites, or on television screens, or any kind of haram action. When the time of our departure from this world comes, take us, my Allah, to Madina Tayyibah. Let our last days be in Madina Tayyiba. Let our last breath be in Madina Tayyiba. Ay Rabbi Kareem, the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with As-Salatu Was-Salamu Alayka Ya Rasulallah. As-Salatu Was-Salamu Alayka Ya Habiballah. As-Salatu Was-Salamu Alayka Ya Khayra Khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. Wahan ke gulshano mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Basar ab zindagi apni diyare Quds mein hoti. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan. My beloved Allah, if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Gash ta'lim ijtima'at ko qubool farma. Masajid madaris khanqa ko qubool farma. Tamam deeni anjumano ko qubool farma. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. From all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual that has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after this majlis of zikr. What else has kept them here in such large numbers, my Allah, except great hope and umeed in your mercy, in your forgiveness, in your kindness. Ay Rabbi Kareem, with your shan of being Rahim and Kareem, fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. Those who have written examinations, give them success. Make them assets for our community. Ya Rabbi Kareem, and you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the test, the trial of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. with your fazal, kindness and ihsan and favor, remove their difficulties, pain, suffering, hardship and problems. Make us all yours and become ours. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.